Very surreal scene. Taxi stops, door opens, faced with the building, stood monolithically on its own. Is that a word? It is now. And I'm sat next to Mark Devereaux, who's inside this strange building. What is this place and what do you do?
The building is called Blank Space. It's run by Blank Media Collective, who are an arts organisation based in Manchester, supporting emerging creative people. So within the building, we use it as a gallery space. We also have a studio space, a black and white dark room, and lots of sort of creative elements involved. So it's not just a typical gallery space. There's lots more going on than that.
The outside is very different to the inside. Do you know anything about the history of this building?
I don't know a massive amount of information. I know it was sort of designed and by Roger Stevenson, quite a sort of well-known architect in Manchester. It's been many a sort of different life over the years. So I think it was his office at one point. It was a club. I think it was a post office at one point. So lots of different random sort of uses for the building. And I think it's got a lot of sort of character.
Definitely. Must be inspirational for the people that are working and collaborating together here. And you've got some collaboration projects coming up, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. We're working on some really sort of exciting projects that are coming up. So a big collaboration that we're doing in sort of June, July time is a collaboration with a gallery from Barcelona called Untitled BCM. So they're coming across to work on a sort of joint exhibition with Blank Media Collective. And that will be part of Not Part Of Festival, which is a sort of up-and-coming sort of fringe festival to the Manchester International Festival.
The area that this building is in is already quite synonymous with art, but it's going to grow even more so, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Corner House are proposing to move across sort of in this direction, I think in 2014. So I think there's a lot of talk about this being the potential sort of new cultural quarter for Manchester. So for us to be here before that's happening is quite exciting. So hopefully we'll sort of be here a long time.
Is there a kind of a large group of people in Manchester making a living out of their art?
In terms of making a living, I'm not entirely sure. I think there are artists that are making a living out of being creative. I think there's a big sort of DIY culture in Manchester, which is really exciting. And we're very much part of that because we're all volunteers for Blank Media. So it's all about really sort of using our creativity to support like-minded people. And I think there's so much of this going on in the sort of area, and it's coming out of the universities as well. So it's really exciting times for the city.
So whereby people may be making their money in other ways, this is the place they come and fulfil their passions and their exercise their creative muscles.
Yeah, definitely. We all sort of have our own sort of jobs that pay the bills, but then this is all about what we love doing and what we're passionate about. So I think that's really good because it keeps us going and it keeps us motivated, and we're doing it for the right reason because we care about it.
What's your URL for this space and your Twitter account if you've got one?
The URL for Blank Space is just blankspacemcr.org. Blank Media Collective is blankmediacollective.org. And the Twitter account is @blankmedia.